welcome to the Inkless Tales podcast for kids. I'm Elizabeth Bushy, and I'm so glad you decided to tune in. Today we have a story called Revenge of the Rollerbladers. It's all about being the littlest one. That can be no fun. Pull up a chair and get ready for revenge. Revenge of the Rollerbladers by Elizabeth Williams Bushy. Lily struggled with her helmet. Finally, it was on straight. Lily headed for the staircase. "Don't run down the stairs, Lily," her mother warned. It is very hard for a 7-year-old not to run down stairs when she is trying to catch up to her 11-year-old sister. But Lily did it. She walked very, very fast down the stairs. "Wait up," Lily called out. She whispered to the water faucet to hurry the water into her bottle. At last she was outside, with her knee pads on, her helmet, her water bottle, and her feet settled into her skates. "Where did everybody go?" Lily asked. Amy and all her other 11-year-old friends from Amy's sleepover last night were already gone. They didn't wait for her after all. They were already down the street, already down to the park. Lily was too little to go by herself. There was no use in asking Mom. Lily sighed and sat on the porch steps. She was getting very, very sick of being the littlest. She was getting very, very sick of getting left out of everything. Most of all, she was getting very, very sick of being the only 7-year-old on the street. It seemed like every time a new family moved in, all their kids were Amy's age. Every time Lily saw a moving van, Lily did the same thing. She would go to her room, look in her mirror, and tell herself, "Lily, don't be too shy to make a friend." Even though Lily was very shy, she would be brave. She would get ready to go to the house and knock on the door to see if there were any kids her age that wanted to play with her. It seemed like every time the family either had babies or no kids at all, or before Lily could work up her nerve, there were older kids tumbling onto their porch looking for Amy. Nobody ever seemed to look for Lily. Lily sighed and put her head in her hands. Then she closed her eyes, just in case she started to cry. A shadow fell suddenly across Lily. She heard a gravelly shushing sound. Then Lily heard a "Hi." Lily popped her eyes open and lifted her head. "Hi," she said in a quiet, surprised voice. She was so surprised that she asked, "Are you 7? The boy in front of her smiled. "Yeah, are you?" Lily nodded. "That's not my name, though," the boy laughed. Lily laughed, too. "My name's Tyler," he said. "I'm Lily," Lily said. "I like your skates." "I like yours, too," Tyler said. "We just moved in down the block. Want to skate with me?" To Lily, it seemed like the sun was brighter, the air turned suddenly warmer, and the leaves on the trees were greener and more beautiful. Another 7-year-old, with skates no less. In no time, the two of them learned that Tyler had come from a long way away, that his father had gotten transferred, and he knew no one at school. He liked to make rockets, which Lily was very excited about trying out with him. He loved that Lily liked science and math, because he did too. He could completely relate to Lily's big sister problem because he had a 13-year-old brother who always seemed to be in a bad mood these days and who never wanted to play with him at all. It was as if they had been friends all their lives instead of just one afternoon. Then, just as they were skating back and forth, not saying much of anything, Tyler did something extremely cool. So cool that Lily put the brakes on her own skates just to watch. "How did you do that?" Lily said, her mouth hanging open. "What?" Tyler said. "You mean skating backwards? It's easy. Want me to show you how?" Well, of course, Lily wanted to learn that trick. So they worked on it. Lily was very grateful for all her padding at first. But Tyler was a patient teacher, and he knew a few good ways to show her just how to get the hang of it. Before long, Lily was skating backwards like a professional. "This is so cool," Lily said. "Isn't it?" Tyler said. He looked so proud of Lily. "You catch on quick." "Thanks," Lily said. Just as she was skating backwards, her best one yet, Lily's sister Amy and her friends came skating back from the park themselves. "Wow, Lily, how are you doing that?" said Lisa. "Oh my gosh, Lily, that is so cool," said Maria. "Lily, that's amazing," said Stacy. Even Amy had to admit that Lily was doing something none of them could do. "That is pretty neat, kid," Amy said. "Will you show us? Will you show us?" they all began to ask at once. They began to crowd Lily. Tyler swooped in, taking Lily by the arm. "Hi, guys. I'm Tyler. Sorry we can't stay. Maybe another time." Lily and Tyler skated away, around the corner, back towards Tyler's house. They left the girls, who had left Lily behind. The girls stood there shocked, but Tyler and Lily did not look back. "I can't go too far," Lily said. "We aren't," Tyler said. "I'm just around the corner. You can call your mom as soon as we get there." Tyler and Lily laughed the whole way there. The end. What do you think about that story? Do you think Tyler and Lily did the right thing? Gives you something to think about, doesn't it? And now, I'm going to share with you the latest song I wrote. It's a reinterpretation of "I Know an Old Woman Who Swallowed a Fly," and that's what we'll wrap up with. Ready? Here we go. I'll be performing in concert at various locations this summer. So if you want to hear more, you can go visit inklesstales.com/visits for the schedule. And I'll see you next time on the Inkless Tales podcast for kids. Thanks for listening. Visit inklesstales.com and write me anytime. Have a great spring. I'll see you next month. Bye.